This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed a crucial working session themed Promoting Balanced, Inclusive and Sustainable Economic Growth for the Benefit of All at the ongoing G7 summit in Avignon, France. In his address, the Prime Minister underscored the need for international financial institutions to develop mechanisms that impart economic resilience to developing countries. He also proposed connectivity projects linking Africa, Latin America, and the Pacific Island countries. He also suggested the creation of international mobilization partnership for accelerating connectivity and trade impact, in which G7's capital, India's talent, and Global South's ownership could be combined. During the session, Mr. Modi also highlighted that tangible growth leads to inclusion and well-being of the people and spoke about India's growth story underpinned by Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas. The high-level session was attended by G7 member nations, partner countries and key representatives from the International Monetary Fund and the OECD. However, all eyes are firmly set on the Prime Minister's highly anticipated bilateral meeting with the United States President Donald Trump, scheduled for this evening. They are expected to hold wide-ranging discussions to deepen bilateral cooperation across multiple sectors, while also deliberating on pressing regional and global issues of mutual interest. More from our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit.
Bilateral meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump carries immense diplomatic weight. Although both leaders met briefly yesterday during the group photograph and the working session, now all eyes are firmly set on this formal bilateral meeting. Since the two leaders are holding talks after a long time, it is naturally drawing widespread global attention. It is highly expected that the ongoing West Asia crisis will be a major point of discussion during their meeting. This comes at a crucial time as the US and Iran have recently finalized a deal to end their war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Besides this, progress on the trade deal between the two nations is also high on the agenda. India is also likely to focus on the vital issue of energy security. Apart from these critical topics, Mr. Modi and Mr. Trump are expected to discuss the entire gamut of bilateral trade between both the nations. Ankit Kumar, Akashvani News, Avignon, France.
In Gujarat, six people, including a 9-year-old child, have died in an accident between a truck and a private bus in Vadodara. 27 others were injured and shifted to SSG Hospital in Vadodara for treatment. The accident occurred around 4 a.m. near Kothambi Stadium when a bus travelling from Banswara to Surat collided with a stationary truck. Prime Minister Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have expressed grief over the tragic accident on the Vadodara-Jarod Road in Gujarat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi conveyed his condolences to the bereaved families and said his thoughts are with those who've lost their loved ones. Indian Railways has approved a project worth 405 crore rupees to modernize the signalling project on Eastern Railway, involving the replacement of relay-based interlocking systems with electronic interlocking at 32 stations. The Railway Ministry said that the project marks a step towards modernizing signalling infrastructure and strengthening railway safety. It added that the project includes 25 panel interlocking route relay interlocking stations and 7 intermediate block signalling locations on high-density network and highly utilized network routes. The Indian Embassy in Oman has confirmed the repatriation of the mortal remains of two Indian nationals who lost their lives in the attack on MT Setebello. In a social media post, the embassy said that the remains of Aditya Sharma and Shivanand Chaurasia have been brought back to India. It also expressed deep condolences and conveyed solidarity with the bereaved families in this hour of grief. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended today's choppy trading session with gains of almost 0.5%. The Sensex rose 347 points to close at 77,156, while the Nifty advanced 97 points to settle at 24,086. News just in, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a crucial meeting with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Avignon, France, a short while ago. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said his talks with the German Chancellor were very fruitful. He informed that both the leaders discussed ways to further cement bilateral cooperation by working together in trade, investment, circular economy, defence, IT and more. And that is the end of this news bulletin.